First of all, Western Supermare, what do you know about them?
Not a great deal, to be honest. I think we're going to have a meeting tomorrow and see what they're all about, have a look at their threats and obviously look at what we can do to nullify them. But yeah, we're going into the game with some confidence from last week.
How important was that? Because it seemed as though in many ways, A, Bradford are a half-decent team, but you exercised a few demons in that match.
Yeah, I think it was important to get a good result on the back of the MK Dons result. Obviously, first half wasn't brilliant. But saying that, we matched them and obviously the goal was the difference. And coming out second half, the gaffers had a go and got us going at half-time. And I think it got everybody pulling in the right direction. We went out and sort of battled, which it was. I thought it was a derby. It was a good derby. It was a good game to watch. And we scored two great goals and got a good result.
Did it perhaps, and I know we're essentially here to talk about the FA Cup, but in the league and in terms of the season overall, perhaps give you all a confidence that the season doesn't have to meander, does it? You can still achieve something this year.
Yeah, I think I've been sat here before a couple of months ago and I was in the same sort of position before the Scunthorpe game, and we haven't sort of found that right formula in terms of consistency, but we know it's there. We know that we can produce games that can get us results, so it's just about keep going. I mean, we're a third way through the season and we can keep going, and if we can find that consistency within the next 10 games, then we can definitely achieve something this season.
It's almost, I would imagine, for you and players, perhaps solely you, a unique position to be in, because it's always been about a rise and a promotion and fighting against sides that have far much more money than Donny in the Championship, to being, will they or won't they turn up this Saturday?
Yeah, I think that's the dilemma. I think in the last 10 years I've been here, we've always been fighting, like you say, for promotion or to stay in the league, and especially in the Championship. It's been a tough 4 or 5 years in the Championship. But again, like I said at the start of the season, we want to achieve something. We've got a hungry bunch of players that want to do well. You don't go into a season thinking we're just going to finish mid-table. So we're hoping to still do that, and it starts every day in training, and hopefully we can do that.
So, I mean, there are many different ways of looking at this tie in the Cup, but from Rovers' point of view, with great respect to Western Supermare, can you look at this as an opportunity to put on a big scoreline and get everybody really full of confidence?
I think you've got to be careful. I think they're in this Cup for a reason. They've obviously played games to get to this stage, and they'll be confident. They'll be looking for an upset. I've been on the other side of it, obviously, when Man City and Villa and Arsenal came to Bellevue. You think you've got a chance, you go into the game hoping that they don't turn up in the right mindset. And I know for one thing that we will be going there and we will know what it's about. We will be going there thinking, right, we've got a game on our hands and we need to get through to the next round.
When you're sat in there as the extreme underdog, as you were in fixtures that you've just mentioned there, what goes through your mind? What type of planning and preparation do you do?
I think it's all about you wanting to get to the next round. I mean, for them, it's a massive payday if they get a big club, and the FA Cups, we've seen it over the years, it can throw up all sorts. So you've got to prepare yourself to impress. It's a stage for every player at Western Supermare to impress and maybe get a move, maybe move into professional football. People try to prove a point. You've got a lot of people that want to do well, and we're aware of that, and hopefully, like I say, you go up and you turn up, and if you start the game well, you get a few early goals or you get an early goal, then you give yourself a better opportunity, I think.
I suppose to look at that, and Doncaster Rovers have had so much success as the giant killer, I suppose, if you were to turn around and say Exeter City, then the boot has been on the other foot.
Yeah, definitely. I've been down there and I've been in that situation. It's not nice, but like what I just said, it's about players within that team that want to impress, want to do well, want to take your contract, if you like, want to get into professional football. And there'll be a few of them on their team, and we just have to turn up in the right frame of mind, and I think we'll be good enough to go through.
This, in many respects, though, is what the FA Cup's all about, isn't it? It's days like this, perhaps more so for them. You know there's quite a bit of attention on this game because of the difference between the two clubs and where they are in the league ladder. You know, national BBC television are going to be there, aren't they, for Football Focus, etc. There's a romantic side to this type of game, isn't there?
There is, yeah, and when you sat at home watching it, you always want the underdog and you always want to see the underdog win. When you're on the other side of it, you've got, like I say, it's massively about your mindset. It's massively about how you approach a game as a group of players, not as an individual, as a group of players. You've got senior players who've got to keep the young lads in the right frame of mind, because it's easy to go to a place that's not so good, that's got a few bad stands, or the pitch is rubbish, or the ball's not the same, and then you start... It's infectious. You start giving the ball away, and then before you know it, you're 1-0 down, and it's you make it hard for yourself. Whereas if you go into the game and right from the whistle you're at it, then it's so much easier.